With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Winter is a great time to start designing beds and landscapes, but the whole process can at times feel overwhelming. There are so many plants to choose from and so many ways to arrange them that it's hard to know where to start. This is where a landscape design helps. Landscape design is simply selecting and arranging plants in such a way that it will achieve your aesthetic goals for your property. There are 10 basic principles for landscape design, but you certainly don't need to use all 10. In fact, most designers, especially those putting together their first design, tend to focus on one or two primary ones, so choose the ones that you will enjoy using and spending time in the most. Number 1, unity, organizing landscape elements into groups with an orderly emphasis. Number 2, lines, using the arrangement of plants to guide the eye down a path. Number 3, form, or the 3D structure of plants. Number 4, texture. In woody plants, the relationship between foliage size and twig size. In herbaceous plants, the shape and feel of the flowers and foliage. Number 5, color. The element most designers default to and easily the most obvious. Different colors will create different moods. Number 6, scale. Comparative size between elements of the landscape and absolute structures such as houses. Number 7, balance. Like weight can also be thought of as symmetry. Symmetrical balance implies stability, while asymmetrical balance implies movement. Number 8, simplicity and variety, describing the degree of repetition or diversity in element use. Number 9, emphasis, the strength of focus you place on certain specimen plants. And number 10, sequence, intentional ordering of plants based on one of the previous 9 elements. One thing you will want to consider when selecting plants for your garden is how many seasons of visual interest you want. Do you want plants that still attract the eye in the winter? Then you will need to select evergreen plants or plants with unique stems like the red twig dogwood or the paper bark maple. Not every garden is going to have winter visual interest, and it is up to you as the designer to decide if that is something you want to seek out. Sometimes these plants can be expensive, so keep your budget in mind. Foliage plants, or plants chosen for their leaves and stems, are some of the most underrated garden plants you can find. When most people are designing a landscape for the first time, the showiest plants are chosen, usually for their flowers and color. However, leaves and stems provide excellent texture to the garden, which is the primary design element I emphasize in my landscape. If your garden has large areas of shade or bare spots that need filling out, foliage plants are often necessary to fill the space. Plants like coral bells, hostas, and ferns will make for great choices to fill out these bare spots and shadier beds. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.